WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Maryland state officials didn't know it at the time, but a computer software vendor who maintains part of the state's voter registration platform was bought by an investor with ties to a Russian national in 2015. The FBI told the State Board of Elections this week. House Speaker Michael Bush briefed reporters yesterday.
The FBI conveyed to us that there is no criminal activity that they've seen. They believe that the system that we have has not been breached.
He adds state officials are working to ensure November's election has the integrity everyone wants. The union representing many metro workers could go on strike. Tomorrow, union members will vote on whether to do that during an emergency meeting. But the union's contract doesn't allow workers to strike. The meeting comes days after some union employees showed up late as part of a collective labor action. They say General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's violating their contract. He threatened to discipline any workers who show up late again and cause service disruptions. This week, union members also started a petition drive to get rid of Wiedefeld. A boil water order remains in effect in parts of Northwest and Northeast D.C. Residents are being told to boil water and allow it to cool before drinking it or using it to cook. D.C. Water's general manager said yesterday he hopes to lift the alert this morning. Expect delays on the outer loop of the Beltway over Connecticut Avenue in Montgomery County this weekend. Three lanes are closed for repaving, and the work will take longer than expected.
We initially said by 5 o'clock on Saturday. With good luck, we'll get finished late Saturday evening, but we might have to go into Sunday morning with this extended lane closures.
Maryland State Highway Administrator spokesperson Charlie Gishler says one lane and the shoulder will get by, but if you want to avoid the area, you can take Georgia Avenue to University Boulevard to the north or to the south Route 29 down to East-West Highway. Maryland officials announced prescription drug help for retired state employees.
Retired Maryland state employees eligible for Medicare will be moving from the state's prescription drug program to the federal Medicare Part D program in January. In a one-year transition program, the state will reimburse all out-of-pocket pharmaceutical expenses for affected retirees that go over $1,500, the limit under the current state plan. Officials say additional help for state retirees will come through the state's Senior Prescription Drug Assistance Program. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Mets top the Nats 4-2. That series continues today. And the Rangers beat the Orioles 5-4, and that series continues today. And the All-Star Fan Fest is underway at the Convention Center.
Fan Fest is the world's largest baseball theme park, with over 50 baseball attractions, including the world's largest baseball, Legends autograph signings, pitching and caging machines, and new attractions that include an in-game virtual reality experience, and many others.
Marla Miller with MLB. Children and families will be able to enjoy Playball Park near Nats Park, a free interactive baseball space. Both are open until Tuesday. Win Delano on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/discount. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/discount. That's lightstream.com/discount. Lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Checking our roads this morning. We're seeing a little bit of a delay on the Beltway out of loop right around Connecticut. The bunch up through there because two left lanes are getting by. The far right two lanes completely shut down. They've got the cones out for a weekend road project. No major freeway slowdowns because of accidents this morning. Northbound on 395, though, around Shirlington Circle a tad before there, you start to see the cones out. They've got the two left lanes blocked through there. And one left lane gets by on 395 southbound right past Seminary Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 71. And tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after noon. Otherwise, partly sunny, a high near 93. Right now, 61 in Gainesville, 71 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen close to the following sounds. Do you hear, A, the sound of someone chasing you in a dream? B, the sound of you chasing someone else in a dream? C, the sound of your daughter running to tell you she just got engaged? If you answered C, congratulations! You're the kind of dreamer who uses Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union. Whether it's paying for your daughter's wedding, summer camp, or just managing the expenses of everyday life, Commonwealth One has the one perfect loan with super low financing that fits your needs. Plus, you get free checking, fee-free ATMs, and $100 cash when you get direct deposit. So why choose Commonwealth One? Because we've got the money you dream of. Go to cofcu.org/dream. That's cofcu.org/dream for Commonwealth One's lifestyle loan. Subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. For loan terms, qualifications, and complete details, visit cofcu.org/dream.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. President Trump in the UK on Friday, meeting Queen Elizabeth II after spending time with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president making some comments in the Sun newspapers that raised a lot of eyebrows about Theresa May and her handling of Brexit, but then had very warm compliments for Theresa May at a press conference. So help us understand exactly what transpired with the president in the UK.
Well, very simply, the president, who indicated his delight with the enactment of Brexit, that is, the United Kingdom withdrawing from the European Union, now seemed to delight in the political turmoil in Britain. Prime Minister May, of course, has been trying to work for a compromise on Brexit that is not a complete break, but only a partial one. You might say it's not a divorce, but it's an amicable separation. Britain, for example, would still have a customs relationship with the European Union. Her chief negotiator, David Davis, said this is not what Brexit is about. And 9 months from today, when the arrangement is supposed to be worked out, he said Brexit would be rendered inept and impotent. Boris Johnson, the foreign secretary, said pretty much the same thing. What did Donald Trump do? He praises the Brexiteers and predicts that Johnson would be a fine prime minister. This is as Theresa May fights for her political life and, oh yes, prepares for a summit with the President of the United States.
So Monday, the president meets with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland. With the revelations and indictments on Friday in the Mueller investigation against 12 Russian officers for meddling in the elections in the United States in 2016, Democrats are calling for the president to cancel the meeting. Your take?
It's not going to happen. The president is going to meet with Vladimir Putin whether or not Russians are indicted or not. And the fact is that an indictment is not a conviction. Just like anyone else, these Russians, whose name, incidentally, all ends in Vich, are going to have to undergo trial and a sentencing. Is that any reason to already assume Vladimir Putin has something to do with it and keep him out of the picture? I don't think so, and I don't think Donald Trump thinks that way. Incidentally, if all of these people are named Vich, do we expect that Moscow will charge that this is a Vich hunt?
Touche, that's a good one. So this intense criticism of Donald Trump and seeking to develop some kind of a relationship with Russia, what about the time that President Obama spent with Vladimir Putin?
Well, President Obama met with him on several occasions when he was president and when he was prime minister of Russia, Mr. Medvedev being the sit-in for Mr. Putin between his presidential terms. As a matter of fact, if one goes back to Bill Clinton and looks at the last four presidents, they have all met with Vladimir Putin. One would almost think he comes with the furniture. We've seen different kinds of relationships with him. President Clinton, who had a very good relationship with Putin's predecessor, Boris Yeltsin, really didn't do a lot with him. He was on the way out. George W. Bush said he looked into his eyes and saw his soul. And he later told me, as he was leaving the presidency, Vladimir Putin changed during their 8 years of working together. I might add that he was referring indirectly to the Russian strike into Georgia that resulted in two provinces leaving the Georgian community with help from troops out of Moscow. And, of course, Barack Obama had his differences with Mr. Putin that culminated in the seizure in Crimea and then strong U.S. sanctions. Mr. Obama also signed the Magnitsky Act, which are sanctions related to a Russian accountant named Sergei Magnitsky, who died after charging that the Russians were trying to shortchange a taxpayer from his refund. So I would characterize relations between the last three presidents as positive sometimes, but also reaching some very negative points. I don't doubt it's going to be much different with this president.
Fireworks again on Capitol Hill, but it wasn't the 4th of July, of course. It was the Peter Strzok hearing, the FBI agent who has come under fire for his texts with Lisa Page, a colleague of his. A lot of questions asked, and what struck me about the hearings, John, the Democrats didn't seem to be questioning a witness on Capitol Hill. They seemed to be supporting the witness. They were like cheerleaders. To the extent that Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee, a Democrat, said that he should receive a Purple Heart, which I thought was just revolting. In checking out Congressman Cohen's biography, I noted that there doesn't seem to be any mention of military service in his past. So he's the last guy in the world that should be talking about giving a Purple Heart to yes. Peter Strzok. But a lot of people were saying this is the worst they've ever seen a hearing and the contention between the parties. How would you characterize it?
Well, I've seen some hearings in my day, and they certainly can get spirited sometimes. If you look back at the impeachment hearings of President Nixon, for example, there was not interruption of witnesses, there was not shouting, but there was indeed a lot of tension. In this case, emotions did get a little bit visible to the point that the bitter partisan divide on Capitol Hill was brought home to Mr. and Mrs. America that day by the camera. Let's take it from Pete Strzok himself. This is someone who's a graduate of a complete Roman Catholic education. He was the lead agent on the exposure of, are you ready for this, a Russian spy ring in 2010 that was promptly ended through a brilliant FBI strike. And he was the lead agent in the Mueller investigation of the 2016 election. But then when you listen to him and realize, fact, Peter Strzok was carrying on an extramarital affair with FBI attorney Lisa Page, with whom he had the 50,000 text messages with. My goodness, where did he have time to do any investigating?
Good question. And that's just the government phone. What about his personal phone? Wow. Anyway, we're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We'll get the latest on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination and also remembering Tony Snow 10 years after he passed away. That's next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather. What's going on in the traffic center? James Stanley?
Yeah, Rick, thanks. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop at Connecticut, two left lanes getting by. That's a work zone. Right lane's completely taken out. 70 through Maryland westbound right before Myersville. Getting a report, all of the lanes are blocked through there. You're going to have to find an alternate route. Police pushing you off of the interstate. There is a crash through that stretch. And the two right lanes are getting by a work zone on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Watch for delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You betcha. Sunshine today, high 91. Cloudy tomorrow, high 95. Sunny on Monday, high 96. Scattered thunderstorms Tuesday, high of 89. Outside now in Washington, we are looking at 68 degrees. We're heading to 91 this afternoon, and it's 717 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. We're talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court was a hot topic earlier in the week, but that kind of fell off the front page with all the other contention of the week. But your headline sums it up. Kavanaugh confirmation war will make Robert Bork's look trivial. And for people who are not familiar with the Supreme Court nomination process of Robert Bork, which is eventually was derailed, a quick history and where do we go from here on Brett Kavanaugh?
Robert Bork was named to the U.S. Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan in 1987. He was a brilliant jurist, educator, and author, someone with a long paper trail, and very much an originalist when it came to the U.S. Constitution. Democrats had taken control of the Senate, and feeling their oats and wanting to get a crack at the lame duck president, they rejected his nomination by a vote of 58-42, with a handful of Republicans also voting no on Bork. The Bork nomination was unique because it included a nationwide campaign, as if the judge were on the ballot, mailings, television commercials, all warning that Robert Bork might just be the key vote that would say, bring back segregation, allow people to turn away minorities from the lunch counter, and of course, a woman's right to choose. Most of this was certainly unfounded because no one knows what goes before the court. But it left us with his last name, Bork, as a verb. To be borked is to be attacked viciously when one is named to the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh may easily be borked. Groups ranging from People for the American Way to the National Abortion Rights Action League to the Human Rights Campaign Fund are mobilizing some big dollars for a television campaign warning that he might be the key judge who ends legalized abortion nationwide and sends it back to the states. In addition, this is a judge who, in a decade on the D.C. Court of Appeals, has written over 300 decisions, not to mention various articles. Now, something you may not hear about Brett Kavanaugh is that he was and is the son of a D.C. public school teacher, that he teaches himself at the Catholic Youth Organization that he works in a soup kitchen for the poor, and that he coaches minority students in the District of Columbia. He is someone with a distinguished record as former associate counsel to President Bush, as well as a jurist and someone who gives back to his community. Now, we will see whether the American people like what they see when he goes before the hearings. But one can expect, in the age of the Internet, in the age of instant communication, Twitter, Facebook, and the like, he's going to be borked in the worst sense of the word.
John, this week marks the 10th anniversary of the passing of White House Press Secretary Tony Snow, who, of course, worked in the Bush administration. And as you look back 10 years, Tony Snow was so highly regarded by his peers, not only in the media, but on the political side. In these past 10 years, look where we are now.
I think you just said it all, Rick. Look, I remember Tony Snow so well, the former Washington Times and Detroit News editorialist, the former Fox News TV correspondent, someone who took a tremendous pay cut to be George W. Bush's press secretary and came in at a time when the Republican Party and the president were at a low ebb. He could spar with the best of them in the press room, and yet there was never any lasting rancor or people taking it personally. I remember one night after a State of the Union address when a group of us were asking him to come over and talk about the remarks, and he said, "I'll talk to you later. I've got to go see David Gregory," then the NBC correspondent, and in Tony's words, convince him I still love him. He conducted two briefings a day, one off camera, one on. And in the end of his afternoon briefing, he'd sit and sip coffee and talk to whoever was around. When was the last time a press secretary did that? I can tell you that Tony's last remark as press secretary in 2007, as the cancer that took his life was metastasizing, said it all. Some people say they hate briefing the press, and it's a burden. I love it. That says it all about my friend, Tony Snow. Boy, do I miss him. So do a lot of people.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Follow him by going to Google. Simply type in Gizzi on politics. John, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
7:22 Saturday morning update on WMAL. There is talk of a metro strike, and don't drink the water in Northwest D.C. We'll find out more next with Heather Curtis in the newsroom.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there could be cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
. 7:24 Saturday morning update, WMAL, Washington, D.C., the water. So I'm out watering the lawn the other morning, and I'm like, wait a minute, where's all the water pressure? Do I have a leak somewhere in my line? Well, it wasn't me. Heather Curtis is here from the newsroom. What's going on?
Well, Rick, Thursday evening, D.C. Water says there was something happened that led to a drop in water pressure in the pipes at one of its processing plants, and they say that that left the water susceptible to contamination. So starting then, they started telling residents in some sections of Northwest and Northeast D.C. to boil their water if they were going to drink it or use it to cook. So you're safe if you're watering your lawn. You just shouldn't ingest that water.
I'll try not to. And there is talk of a metro strike. Who's going to strike and why?
Members of the Amalgamated Transit Union 689, and they represent a lot of bus operators, train operators, many metro employees, have said that they are going to have an emergency meeting tomorrow and vote on whether to strike. Now, Thursday and July 4th, a bunch of bus and train operators came to work about an hour late as part of a collective labor action. And they're saying that they're doing this because the general manager, Paul Wiedefeld, has violated their contract. And then Wiedefeld pushed back with a letter to these people yesterday and said, hey, if you do this again, I'm going to take disciplinary action against you, which the union says is not allowed under their contract. So there's been a big back and forth, a lot of very bad feelings between the union and the general manager. And now tomorrow they're going to vote on whether to strike or not.
That could get interesting, Heather. Thank you. We'll see you in the 7:30 newscast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants, where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. And you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. But reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance Number 557-877.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life, with more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Earn a respected bachelor's or master's degree from the state university made for working adults like you. With online and hybrid courses at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility you need, and you could earn credits for prior experience. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
When you expect more, you get more. Roofingandmoreinc.com.
Roofing and more, what's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our reservoir trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The FBI shares some troubling news with Maryland officials. A company that maintains the state's voter registration infrastructure was bought by an investor with ties to a Russian oligarch in 2015. House Speaker Michael Bush says the FBI tells them there's no evidence the system was breached, but...
Governor, President Sent, myself for being on top of this issue and make sure that the election that takes place in November is going to be having integrity that everybody expects it to have.
Governor Larry Hogan says in a statement, state officials have written to the Secretary of Homeland Security asking that the DHS Office of Cybersecurity and Communications help the state evaluate the integrity of the network used by the State Board of Elections. And meanwhile, this news comes after 12 Russian military officers were charged with hacking into the Clinton presidential campaign before the 2016 election. Correspondent Jerry Diamond.
The president tweeting, the stories you heard yesterday about the 12 Russians took place during the Obama administration, not the Trump administration, and wondering why President Obama and his administration didn't do more to stop this.
The indictment says the officers accessed and released information as part of the Kremlin's effort to meddle in the 2016 election. Residents in some parts of Northwest and Northeast D.C. are being told to continue boiling their water this morning before they drink it or use it to cook. A boiled water order went into effect Thursday after an open valve at a pumping station led to a loss of water pressure, leaving the water susceptible to contamination. And sports, the Mets tapped the Nationals 4-2. The Rangers beat the Orioles 5-4. WMAL traffic and weather next.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
It's just about 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, thanks. Yeah, our biggest delay this morning is on 70 westbound through Maryland right before Myersville. We've got all of the lanes blocked through there. Police reporting there is a major crash. Could be some injuries involved. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop, right around Connecticut. A couple of left lanes getting by a work zone. Right lane's completely taken out through that stretch. And this earlier overturned vehicle still causing delays on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's right around the bridge outbound around Barney's Circle. They've got all of those lanes shut down too this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 71. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 93. Right now, 67 in Silver Spring, 71 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. At additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC3073346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Let's face it. You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bowl & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Bowl & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Bowl & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with the promo code JOY. That's $50 off at bowlandbranch.com with promo code JOY. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code JOY.
As the weather heats up, your roof will feel the pain of the sun. If you haven't prepared, the summer sun can cause the shingles on your roof to get brittle, and brittle shingles crack, allowing for water to infiltrate your roof. Luckily, Long Roofing's all-weather roof protects homeowners from every season, and now you can take advantage of their red-hot summer shingle sale. Now's the time to save money and your degraded shingles. Call 1-844-454-5664 now. That's 1-844-454-LONG, or go to longroofing.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
7:38 Saturday morning update, WMAL, and you've probably seen and heard clips from Peter Strzok's testimony on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Of course, he is the FBI agent that wrote the anti-Trump texts. He was in two very key investigative positions, the Hillary Clinton email investigation and in the opening days of the Robert Mueller probe. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a trained CIA intel operative, and of course at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, it's great to have you with us.
Rick, thanks for having me. It's a great topic and lots to talk about.
All right, so the whole notion of bias.
Yeah.
Peter Strzok spends the day trying to convince people that he was not biased in any of the decisions or actions he took while he was in the FBI. Trey Gowdy had an interesting exchange with Peter Strzok when it came to bias.
Agent Strzok, despite the plain language of his text and emails, despite the Inspector General's report, and despite common sense, doesn't think he was biased. He thinks calling someone destabilizing for the country isn't bias. He thinks promising to protect the country from someone he hasn't even begun to investigate isn't bias.
So, Tony, were you convinced by Peter Strzok that he was not biased?
I think, to Mr. Gowdy's point, you have to accept at face value what the text between he and his his friend Lisa Page said. And they said that they were going to undermine his president, they were going to take out an insurance policy. And most importantly, I go with the evidence that he himself alluded to regarding Mueller. As much as you know, I disagree with Mueller's investigation and the issues in which they're, the manner in which they're conducting it. Mueller removed him because of the quote-unquote appearance of prejudice. And during the questioning, he actually tried to explain that the perception of this bias was not the same as the reality. And of course, it is. And so in my judgment, he lied his behind off in a way which I think is easily provable. And there's some stuff out right now about contempt, and I think Strzok needs to be looked at for contempt on this and several other issues that I think he spoke less than truthfully about during his 7 hours.
When Strzok went off on President Trump's comment about the Gold Star father, you could see the hatred, the animosity, and the intensity of his attitudes toward Donald Trump. And he, I think he'd kept it buttoned up the better part of the day. But, you know, he outed himself when he made that comment about Donald Trump and the Gold Star Father comments. I think that clearly showed the intense animosity toward President Trump and the notion that he took none of that attitude into any decision or anything he ever did, any action he ever took. That's a tough one for me to buy.
Well, I think that's the way most Americans are going to look at it. How on earth could you be a fair arbiter of your, you know, of investigating if you have a fundamental hate? That's, you know, this is akin to being a Catholic priest and essentially being loyal to Satan, for goodness sake. And so that's really how extreme we are here in the rhetoric that he put forth. So I just don't see any way he can credibly walk away from his comments in the text.
Okay, so, I mean, the hearings were amazing. The Democrats' support of Peter Strzok, I mean, they brought Roy Moore into the conversation. They brought the Hollywood Access tapes into the conversation. They did everything they could to stand up for Peter Strzok. And we're going to play some of those clips of the Democrats and some of their comments a little bit later on this morning. But I don't think the Democrats asked any, you know, real credible questions to lead to any answers. But what I want to know, Tony, is this talk of an insurance policy. And in the texts, they said, you know, even though he's elected, I guess, in essence, even though he's elected, we have an insurance policy. Did anybody either ask that question or did anybody get a straight answer? Did anybody press the issue? What was the insurance policy? What did you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry that I don't think anybody actually, and as you know, and I talked about this in Larry's show the other day, I did have some role in helping shape some of the questions behind the scenes, but that's one that was not asked or answered, and I think the answer of that still needs to be exploited. And I don't mean to dispute you, Rick. There was one question by Nadler from New York to Strzok that actually did reveal something, because he was asked about the Aberdeen computer, the Wiener computer, and why he sat on that to the very last minute in September, October of 16. And he gave a very interesting answer. He said, well, I sat on it because James Comey told me to. He said for me to sit on that and not share that or do anything with that because I was supposed to focus on the Russia investigation. Now, keep in mind, this is October of 16, Rick, and this was a huge admission because Comey says the opposite. So that, I think, was inadvertently blurted out by a Democrat asking him a question. So to your point, though, there is a very clearly a night and day difference between Strzok's demeanor in answering Democrat questions and his demeanor answering Republican questions, which goes back to your point about his hate is so clear about Trump, it translates into anybody who's on Trump's side as well. So it was a very sad showing. And I felt horrible for my FBI friends still on the inside who have to live with this guy being an FBI agent.
So in watching the testimony and the questions, The questions that I thought were probably the most important questions or likely the most telling questions, typically the FBI attorney would not allow him to answer those questions. That struck me as, you know, kind of like, well, this is really what we're trying to find out, but we can't get any of those answers.
And I don't consider those legal objections. And I think that started off, there were several folks who said in the hearing that, hey, this is not a valid objection. You cannot object to actually asking and answering or having an answer for a legitimate unclassified question. And I think your audience is aware, I've had to testify multiple times, you know, both open and closed. And, you know, during both, it was my obligation to truthfully answer within the confines of my agreements to give an answer. Only black operations was I restricted from talking about, and even in closed session. So that's completely separate. So there was no legal basis for his protestation, and I think that's inappropriate. And I would consider going back and charging some level of contempt for the failure to answer. And if Congress doesn't do this, then they will continue to be seen as someone who cannot be taken seriously. And if you just push back on them, they're going to go away.
So one of the key Democratic talking points these days is the number of people around the Trump administration who have been charged by Mueller with lying to the FBI. Admiral Flynn facing serious charges of lying to the FBI. In what you heard from Peter Strzok and some of the discrepancies with what James Comey has said, is anybody investigating whether Peter Strzok himself lied to the FBI, and will anybody do anything about it if indeed he did?
Yeah, he remains an employee of the FBI. My understanding, despite what he said, his clearances have been suspended pending revocation. So I don't think he has classified information. His actions are being reviewed by the Office of Personnel Review, OPR. So he remains under investigation. And as I understand it, I mean, my understanding of the security clearance process is based on DOD, not FBI's. But once your clearance is suspended, it's pending revocation. And I think that revocation action takes some time, but I understand he has lost all access. But, yeah, no, there's tons of stuff, 7 hours of stuff for his side to review, and I do believe it's going to be reviewed.
We will continue our conversation with Tony Schaefer after a quick check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley, what's going on in the traffic center this morning?
Hey, Rick. Yeah, we've still got these delays on Pennsylvania Avenue here in the district, southeast, eastbound. It's right at the Pennsylvania Avenue Bridge. That's an overturned vehicle that happened just before 4 o'clock this morning, but it's just literally been a mess all morning. They still have all of the lanes blocked. It's right before the bridge outbound around Barney Circle. 70 westbound, right before Myersville, all of those lanes blocked too with a crash, literally a parking lot all the way back to about the Arch Bridge. You can jump over and take 40 Baltimore National Pike. That would do the trick. Weekend construction out on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge causing delays for drivers. They're doing alternating lane closures, so make sure and watch for the cones. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we're looking for sunshine today with a high of 91. And as we move into Sunday, we've got partly cloudy weather expected for the day on Sunday and still up around 89. For Monday, we're looking for a high temperature of 96, and Tuesday will be up around 90 or so as well. Right now, we're at 68 in Washington. We're heading to 91 this afternoon, 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we are talking about the Peter Strzok testimony. And Tony, I want to take a quick second to listen to some of the comments that the Democrats made. We're going to do that in just a moment or so, because it was a joke. And you know, everybody called it a circus. The Democrats called it a circus. The Republicans called it a circus. And I want to get to the, you know, those comments in just a moment or so, because I just could not believe some of the things that I heard. Now, Lisa Page, who is the other FBI, the recipient of the Strzok texts, she was on Capitol Hill yesterday afternoon in testimony, expected to come back Monday. All we've heard out of that, Mark Meadows said that she was credible and that there was new information. If Republicans don't think Strzok is credible, and if they think Lisa Page is credible, then that could get interesting.
Yeah, look, I think this is going to make things very interesting. I think it's why that we've not heard much come out of that discussion. And let me tell you, if Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Louis Gohmert, who were all in that session, were not happy, we'd hear about it. So something's going on. I think there may be, well, some sort of an evidence here that she may well be cooperating. I mean, she is no longer an employee of the FBI. So therefore, the FBI lawyers cannot, Rick, tell her what to say or not say. So that may be very freeing. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And if she tosses him under the bus, that could get really interesting.
Well, you know, if. Not that he deserves it or anything.
Hey, there was the whole conversation that came up also. I got a clip here from Louis Gohmert that really got the Democrats upset. And it came down to a comment about Strzok's infidelity. And I know that's kind of his personal life, et cetera, but isn't there a code of ethics? And in the FBI, you know, isn't infidelity something that's not supposed to happen?
Both. Code and plus regulations. The FBI is under the same regulations everyone else is in the government regarding security clearances. And that information about his affairs, and look, I'm told there's more than one affair, so I think that's an issue right there as well. But yeah, Rick, to your point, if you are having an affair with someone, you know, sleeping with someone other than your wife, that is a blackmailable item and one that will have your clearance suspended. It's very clear that that's what was going on here. And Louis Gohmert asking that question was completely legitimate. That's it goes to your ability to of fidelity to your job and integrity. And I think Strzok failed that on both points.
And this is the question that ignited the cherry bombs.
And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eyes and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
The credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on
an Chairman. Issue.
Mr.
And
Chairman, please.
Have you Mr. Done. Chairman, this is intolerable harassment of the witness.
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
Wow. Boy, he got him going on that one, didn't he?
I love that. No, I love Louis. And look, to the point, look, other than looking in her eye, which is, you know, maybe that's what they have reason to be upset about, the question was completely legitimate and would have been given to him during his time at the FBI relating to his having a security clearance. Rick, especially at his level, you go through a 5-year bring-up and you go through a polygraph. And my understanding is he did not do well on his last polygraph. And that question about fidelity, infidelity and all that, is completely appropriate. And Louis asking it, it was completely in line with trying to figure out if this guy was blackmailable or blackmailed for him to have done what he did relating to deviating from standards and protocols within his investigative duties.
All right, a couple of gems here from the Democrats. This was the one that really, really got me torqued. This is Tennessee Congressman Steve Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
And he made the comments about the Purple Heart. I could not believe this.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. This has been an attack on you in a way to attack Mr. Mueller and the investigation that is to get at Russia collusion involved in our election, which is what this committee should be looking at.
All right. That was such a stupid comment that he had to walk it back.
Yeah.
On his website, there's a press release. Congressman clarifies remarks about the Purple Heart, and he goes into regret mentioning the Purple Heart medal at yesterday's hearing. It's interesting. You know, Democrats can go ahead and apologize, and we're supposed to move on. Republicans say something, they're out of their office or out of their jobs, you know?
Yeah. Well, in some cases, they're supposed to be held accountable for life, according to some people. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Here's another gem from Democrat David Cesolini, I think the pronunciation is.
Mr. Strzok, serving on this committee and representing the state of Rhode Island has been one of the greatest honors of my life. But the conduct of this committee today has been, for me, tremendously sad, embarrassing, and really dangerous to our democracy. And I want to apologize to you for the way you've been treated by this committee. And for the American people who are watching, you ought not wonder why they've lost confidence in Congress and are sick of the kind of circus that they saw being conducted in this room today.
So Peter Strzok has been blasted by the Inspector General. He's obviously an embarrassment to the FBI and an embarrassment to the country. And this congressman is apologizing to him?
Yeah, look, it's amazing what the left is doing now to try to build up someone who has been completely shown to have been lying. And again, cheating on his wife. I think there's petty theft there where he authorized Lisa Page to take petty operational cash. That's documented. This is, it doesn't get any worse than this. This is worse.
Oh, yeah, it does, Tony. Listen to this one. Here, it does get worse. This is Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman talking to Peter Strzok.
They should be applauding you, kissing you, and giving you all awards because, but for you, we would have had a legitimate president elected. I yield back my time.
Representative Watson Coleman, they should be recalling you, and you should be resigning. It's unbelievable the partisanship and how everybody goes down the party line. There's not one Democrat on that committee that has any common sense whatsoever and realizes what Peter Strzok has done. Not one Democrat. No, right. Let's go be his cheerleader, support him, kiss him, praise him, and give him a Purple Heart.
Unlike the Nixon impeachment or that process where Republicans crossed over, no, it's shameful that the evidence here is overwhelming and not one Democrat is aware of how dangerous this entire episode is to the perpetuation of our republic. And that's what's sad, Rick. These people would sooner see us turn into some sort of a dictatorship with Hillary Clinton than trying to preserve what we've been able to successfully keep going for hundreds of years. It's really sad.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, I wish we had another hour to spend with you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. We're at 7:56, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
They say there's nothing certain but death and taxes. Not true. Hi, Rick Edelman here. Here's what's also true. Retirement and money. If you're going to have one, you better have plenty of the other. But will you have enough money to last your entire retirement? Now you can find out for free. Get your free retirement review from Edelman Financial and find out if your savings and investments can produce the income you need for your entire retirement. My colleagues and I will look at your savings and investments and give you a written projection showing whether you have enough money to enjoy a financially secure retirement. And this service is completely free. Take advantage of it right now with no risk or cost. Go to EdelmanFinancial.com/review. That's EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming to Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club July 22nd.
Hi, this is Vicki Lawrence. A fast-talking Hollywood agent has persuaded me to co-star in a two-woman show with that crazy old woman from Mama's Family.
And who makes it a two-woman show?
None other than that poster girl for Change of Life, the star of Mama's Family, Thelma Harper.
In the flesh, unplugged, on the edge.
Vicki Lawrence and Mama, Sunday, July 22nd. Tickets at bbjlive.com. That's bbjlive.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent?
Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
And that's going to do it for us on the Saturday Morning Update. Thanks so much for being with us. Garden Sense follows the news next with Heather Curtis on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.